We have many relationships in this world. Relationships with our parents, with our siblings, with our spouse. But one relationship that is of great significance and we often seem to neglect is the relationship of ourselves with our neighbors. Neighbors have great rights. The Quran mentions that you should do good to your neighbors. There are many hadith which state the importance of being good to neighbors. Now what happens is, if somebody wants to see how accepted we are, we say, speak to so-and-so, check my Facebook, check my social media status, look how many people like me, look how many friends I've got. I would say the criteria to see whether a person is actually good or not is ask his neighbors. If the neighbor vouches for that person being good, then he is good, inshallah. So we can't be having enmity towards our neighbors, grudges over little things. And it happens. You know, we're pally-pally with everyone in our community, but the neighbors, oh, I remember once they did this to us. Once he said this to me, or there was a misunderstanding. Ever since then, I've cut him off. This is not the way of a believer. Neighbors have rights as well. Give food to the neighbors as well. Speak to the neighbors as well. Fulfill their rights. If they're in need, try and help them as well. And these are from the beautiful teaching of Islam. Who knows, that person might change and become a better person when he sees how you deal with them. So this is the way of our elders. And our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, they would treat their neighbors so well that if they were non-Muslims, there are accounts that non-Muslim neighbors of the awliya would become Muslims after the good treatment they received by the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, when you're being good to the entire world, be good to your neighbors as well.